Welcome to another episode of the Empowered Midlife. I am your host, Dr. T here, and I am here to have a girlfriend conversation with my dear, dear friend, Terry Raven. Woo, woo. Terry, how are you today, girl?
Girl, I'm always good when I'm here with my friend, my sissy. I'm great. How about you?
It's a great day. It's a great day. Listen, I wanted us to come together because you and I'll be having some lunches together.
Girl, we have an amazing time, don't we?
We do. We do. And we have great conversation during those lunches. And I wanted this episode of the podcast, the Empowered Midlife Podcast, to have just a taste of what you and I talk about during our lunchtime together.
Okay, come on.
So today we're going to talk all things midlife, menopause, managing your life, because you got it going on, sis. You know, and I just want women to be empowered about navigating this stage of their lives.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's a lot.
It is a lot. It's a lot. And nobody really prepared us for that.
No, not at all.
So tell the people a little bit about who you are so they know just how busy you really are in your midlife.
Woo, in my midlife, it's a lot. But yeah, I'm a girl raised in the South, so I call myself a grits woman, born and raised in Albany, Georgia. And been a hairstylist for about 15 to 20 years. And then the Lord was like, put them curlers up and come on work for me. So I got employed by the Holy Ghost a few years ago. And so, yeah, I do online, you know, prayer. Then I do in-person services. I have a service in Texas. I have a service in North Carolina. And then I pray online every week. So I'm pretty busy just doing my assignment in the earth.
That's it.
And then trying to manage menopause.
That's it. And your children.
Say that. Being a mom, being a wife, being a friend, being a counselor, a prayer partner. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And probably some other hats I forgot that I wear.
That's it. They just show up when they show up.
Do you hear what I say?
So you were a full-time person, hairstylist.
Yeah.
And then you got called into the ministry.
Yes.
And when you got called, your kids were actually in school still.
They were. I had three in private school at that time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were in, one was in middle school, two were in high school.
Okay.
And so we were trying to juggle, you know, managing them and all that it takes to be a sports mom, you know, and follow their paths and their careers. And then the Lord is saying, okay, I want you to change directions.
Right.
I want you to go into something totally different. But I knew that it was my calling. I knew it was my destiny, because although I was doing hair, I was still praying for my clients.
Right.
I was still, you know, speaking over them and prophesying to them while doing their hair. So it was an easy transition. Okay. I just had to be willing to say, okay, God, I follow you in this path. Even though I got all these things going on, I'm going to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit, because I always knew that obedience to God releases overflow.
So That's it.
Yeah.
What did that conversation look like with your husband to say, baby, I'm about to leave doing hair, and we're about to go into the ministry full time?
Woo, we had some heated discussions, let me tell you now. Because, you know, a man is like, if it don't make money, it don't make sense. Mm-hmm. And so we had that discussion of, like, how we going to do this and how we going to take care of that. And I was like, I don't know. I just got a word from the Lord. You know, I'm just like, hallelujah, praise the Lord, let's go. And my husband like, yeah, but you, at the end of the day, you got to take care of this bill. Mm-hmm. You got to take this, you know, this into consideration. So we talked about it for a while. Then we prayed about it.
Yes.
And I just love my husband, because he's just so obedient to the Lord. And he came back to me one day. He was like, all right, if this is what God is telling you to do, I'm all in.
Yeah.
And it was just, yeah, it was that easy.
So it was that transition. It was that time to just move and do it. Jump all in.
I mean, we went all in. And can I throw in there that it was coming right up before we even knew it to the pandemic? This was like a year or two before the pandemic.
Wow.
So, yeah. So at that time, it was just like a lot of things going on in the world, just a lot of uneasiness, you know, going on. But we just realized that we had to trust God, you know, in this season, and just know that if he led us to it, that he would take us through it.
Yeah. And that's the part that we forget as women.
Yeah.
That I like to remind us that the myth of the strong Black woman, that is a myth. It is. Listen, we live up to whatever we think she's supposed to be.
Yes.
And in doing that, we lose who we really are. Because we're trying to live a myth that doesn't even exist.
Oh, my God. That's so good.
Yeah. So how did you transition from doing all of that to now this is what life looks like?
Yeah.
Was it hard for you to let go of that myth?
Some things were difficult for me to let go with that mentality of wanting to be that superwoman and that super mom, everything to everybody. Mm-hmm. You know, the S on your chest is supposed to represent superwoman. But I had to realize that that S on my chest represented salvation. Mm-hmm. And so I had to turn everything over to the Lord and say, okay, God, apart from you, I cannot do this. I can't be a wife. I can't be a mom. Can't be an entrepreneur. I need God first in my life. And when he became the center of everything, you know, that I desired and wanted, that's when he started giving me the grace to do it. You got to be graceful what you do. But in order to be graceful, you got to know who you are and whose you are and where your help comes from. And it comes from God. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, Dr. T, when I really just turned it all over to the Lord, literally, I went to God in prayer. And I was like, if we're going to do this, I need your help. I need your guidance. I need your strength. I need the oil of the anointing to be able to do all these things. And when I did that, then the Lord taught me one key word, balance.
Make me put my hot tea down already.
Come on, Dr.
Balance, because we struggle with balance.
Mm-hmm.
We struggle with the roles that we have, the rules, the roles, the rituals, the routines, and the responsibilities. Wow. I call them the five R's.
Wow. Can you run those down again?
Listen, the rules, the roles, the rituals, the routines, and the responsibilities.
Wow, that's good.
And we struggle with those. And as women, we struggle with finding a balance. Not for everybody else, but we struggle with finding that balance for ourselves. Where do I end and you begin?
Yes.
Right?
Right.
Where does my relationship with my kids end so that I can start taking care of myself? Where do I end when it comes to my spouse and now I got to take care of myself?
Can I tell you something? I saw my mom be the same role that I'm in now.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned from things that she did not do. I learned from a lot of things that she put up with. That is how I learned to take time for me, because I saw her give herself to everybody. And at the end of the day, she took no time for herself.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said to myself, I am not going to be like that. I tell my children, you call me mama, but before you was here, I was Terry.
I
was a whole girl over here.
Mama was a whole person before y'all got here.
Uh-huh. Yes, ma'am. I have my own favorite restaurant. I have my own favorite, you know, places that I like to go and shop. So I'm like, before I just let you absorb everything from me, I have to remind myself that before I came a mom, I was a person.
Right.
And I'm still going to be Terry at the end of the day.
That part right there. Right. It's boundaries. It's putting the boundaries in place. And people always think, oh, you shouldn't have boundaries when it comes to your loved ones. Yes, you should, because boundaries keep you safe and they keep me safe.
Come on.
You know?
Yes.
So thinking of how you were when the kids were young and how you took care of them and how you showed up for them when they were young.
Yeah.
But now all of them, you got one college grad, two in college, right?
Yes.
And then not only are the two that are still in college, they're ball players.
Yes. Oh, my God. And listen, I'm on my way to Kansas because my son, Grant, their team won their conference.
Yes.
Yes, they won their conference.
Mm-hmm.
And now they get an opportunity to play for a national championship in Kansas. So I had to literally rearrange my schedule to catch a flight out to Kansas. So, yeah, when they left the house, at first I lost my identity. Mm-hmm. Right? Because I was a sports mom. I was the one that my son was the star player on the team. So my identity, his 10th, 11th, and 12th grade year was I'm Grant's mom.
Oh, wow.
I wasn't Terry. Wow. I wasn't Prophetess Raven. I was Grant's mom. I was shining, honey. I'm the one that's going to go get the t-shirt and say my heart is on the court. Baby, I got the basketball stickers everywhere.
Your shirt was his number, right?
Come on. Absolutely. And blinged out, because that's who I am, right? So I was like, that's my identity, and just finding joy and being on those bleachers and being his mom. And then when they graduated, Grant graduated, then my daughter, Kyla, plays basketball, came out the year after him. Mm-hmm. I was like, who am I now? I'm no longer that sports mom that they're calling on me to fix lunches or run to the school because he left his favorite pair of sneakers. I had to really take time to find out again, what is my role in life? What is my purpose? What is my identity? So I had to go right back to God like I did when I came off my job from being a hairstylist. Mm-hmm. That was another transition of who I am. And I had to go back to God and say, okay, God, I need you to give me my identity once again.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to go back and get focused.
Wow.
Because I lost my focus of what I was supposed to be doing in my purpose. Yes, I'm Grant's mom. Yes, I'm a sports mom.
Yes.
But I'm also a prophetess. I'm also a preacher. I'm also a wife in other areas of my life. So it is so important that we identify who we are at that moment, but we don't allow the identification to define us in one area.
That's it. That's good. That is so good.
Right.
Because we do lose ourselves. I often talk about the Spice Life framework, where the S stands for self-care, learning how to take care of yourself.
Yes.
The P stands for your purpose, learning what your purpose is in this stage of your life.
Mm.
Identity is what the I stands for, knowing who you are and embracing that. But then there's this C. It stands for confidence, because we lose our confidence as we begin to question our purpose and our identity. We lose our confidence in who we are.
Yeah, that's good.
Did you ever find yourself a time where you lost your confidence?
Yeah, I did. It was a period where I felt as if I wasn't being effective on social media. Mm-hmm. And so it was right before the pandemic.
Okay.
I'd been going live for a while. I do a Wednesday prayer every Wednesday. I've been doing that since 2010. And so it got
Since 2010?
Yeah.
That was before everything was popular like it is now. This is 2025. So you've been doing this a long time. That's 15 years.
I pride myself as being a trendsetter online, because I was doing what I didn't see a lot of people doing. But when I saw a live button on Facebook, I was like, I'm going to hit this button. I'm going live. I'm going to talk. I'm going to preach. I'm going to pray. I'm going to prophesy, whatever I'm supposed to do on here. And I started doing that, and it just started building and growing. And people started, you know, responding and reacting to it, telling me how blessed they were by the prayer that I was doing online. And so I was doing that back in 2010, but it got to a point after about 5 or 6 years, I started losing my confidence because I started feeling ineffective. Now there are more people doing what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
Now there are people that are showing me that they're not faithful on social media, because they'll be on my live today, you're live later today.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started losing my confidence because I'm like, okay, you know, there's other people that can do what you do and do it better. And so I started taking on this mindset instead of confidence competition.
Ooh.
And I tell women all the time, we're not supposed to compete. We're supposed to complete.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, sis.
Come on.
When we come together, sis, I feel empowered, because you don't compete with me. You complete me.
I complete you.
Every time I talk to Dr. Tracy,
each other.
We're completing each other. And so when I got to that point of having no confidence in what I was doing, once again, I turned back to prayer. I went back to God.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, Lord, I need you to repurpose what I do online. Give me a refreshing. Sometimes as women, we got to stop and ask God for a refreshing, because we go so hard with what we do, and we want to be so great at it that sometimes we don't stop in. I like to call it like the heavenly filling station, like with your car.
Mm-hmm.
You keep on driving,
it's all empty.
And it's telling you that you got zero,
listen,
5 miles
behind the E. Come on now. How many of us have driven our cars and be like, Lord, just let me get to the gas station. I know I'm behind the E.
Guilty as charged. And so I look at life that way, that if we don't pull into the heavenly filling station and say, God, I need a refill, we're going to be running on empty. And what happens when that car, when you're out of gas, what happens to your car?
Listen, it's so sad. You got to make that phone call. Honey, can you come get me?
Honey, please. And you got to be so sweet with it. Like, honey, please.
I know.
Yeah.
I didn't even check. I'm so sorry.
So, we need that refueling in those times when we lack confidence, or we feel like we've just given everything and we are exhausted. Return to God. Go back to God and say, Lord, I need strength. I need purpose. I need focus and destiny all over again. And that's what the Lord will do. That's why I love the Lord. He'll step right in and build you up where you've been, you know, torn down. He'll strengthen you where you're weak and then allow you to be able to get your second win.
That's it. And you know? He'll bring people to you.
Yes.
Who can help you navigate life.
Amen.
You know, one of the things, it's so funny how you and I actually met.
Mm-hmm.
We were at a restaurant. Now, I knew of you.
I knew of you too.
Right.
I used to say, that's Pastor Lawrence Knight and wife with her pretty self.
Come on now.
Let's go, Jesus.
She walks into this restaurant where we are, and my husband and who we're with already know you.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're just talking and prophesying to a young lady we're with. And afterwards, my husband says, you need to call her and let her know what was going on. So I call you, and our conversation was 30 minutes long?
Yeah.
Like, we had been knowing each other.
Forever, right?
But we recognized that both of us needed the same thing from each other.
Yes, at the same time.
At the same time.
Yes.
And we've been inseparable ever since. So yes. That's the funny part.
It is.
So I want to switch gears because one of the things that we talked about the last time we had lunch was about this whole midlife and menopause thing. And it's so funny because I'm laughing because nobody prepared either one of us for this.
No, not at all.
No, nobody. And so who in your life, I know you said it at lunch, but I want the listeners to hear this. Who in your life actually sat down and had a conversation with you about midlife?
No one.
Nobody. So you're out here just navigating this on your own.
I was telling myself, girl, you just out here trusting God. It really felt like life T-boned me.
Yeah.
I get sideswiped me. I felt a gut punch when I turned 50. I turned 50 this past April. And that's when it kicked in for me. And I was like, what is this? I started feeling like not confident.
Mm-hmm.
I was getting slightly depressed.
Mm.
I felt unworthy of my calling. I started even feeling like I was aging. And I've been a person, I never worried about age, Dr. T.
Wow.
I didn't care. I used to be the person that says, I'm growing gracefully. And
come
I can't
now.
Wait until I'm
come
70 with the gray hair and I'm going to be glad.
Gray hair. Wait.
Yeah. Well, you don't have to be 70 to get gray hair. That's that wisdom, right? But I wanted that, you know, because I didn't have the gray hair yet. So I'm saying to myself, when I get to that age, it's going to be amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And then 50 hits you, menopause, midlife crisis, whatever you want to call it, knocks you in the face and you get a reality check.
That's it.
And it's like now I was at a crossroad in my life. Like, which way are you going to go?
Right. And nobody to help you navigate what that looks like.
Nobody to help me.
So what does Terry Raven, not all of the titles that we have, not mom, not wife, even though your husband's here and he's always with you. And it's such a blessing.
Right?
But not any of the titles. But how does Terry, when she looks in the mirror, how does she talk to herself and feel herself back up?
Wow. First person I talk to is God. And I know some people be like, all she talk about is the Lord. Honey, I have to talk about God because without God, I cannot do this. So I have a conversation with the Lord. Every morning that I get up, I spend quality time with God and I pray. I talk to him. I allow him to talk to me.
Right.
And then I meditate. And then I simply tell myself, I call it a pep talk. I have a pep talk with myself and say, you can do this, girl. You are amazing. You have the strength to do it. Remember to pray. Remember to exercise. Drink your water. You know, do things for you. Take time for yourself. And that just motivates my day to get up and be great. But I have to have that pep talk in the mornings. I have to have that prayer time. And I have to just reflect, look at myself. And one other thing that really helps me, especially with dealing with midlife crisis right now, I go back and reflect on where I was how far I've come.
Yes.
It's so easy to be negative. It is so easy for us to talk about the bad things, you know, and what happened to us in a negative way. But I make it a point. I am like determined to command my day and say to myself,
I love it.
You have made it so far. And I tell myself, pat yourself on the back.
That's right. There's nothing wrong with that.
Come on. There's nothing wrong with giving yourself a pat on the back.
You've given everybody else a pat on the back for all of these years. You've taken care of everybody else.
Come on.
Now is your time to shine.
Come on, Dr. T.
That's what midlife is really all about.
Wow.
I love the fact that you start your day with a conversation.
Yeah.
And it's so funny because I tell people all the time, my day doesn't start with Lawrence Knight. My day starts with God. Before I even talk to him, I talk to God.
That's right.
And then I talk to him.
You better.
Yeah. But I'm like you. I have that conversation with myself. I remind myself of how I've helped other people. And if I can do it for other people, then I can turn around and do it for myself.
Oh, that's so good, Dr. Tracy.
You know, and so I don't think it's arrogant or conceited to give myself a pat on the back.
No.
You know, when you've worked hard to do something, You got to find joy in it. And that's actually why I wore this T-shirt today.
I love it.
You know, enjoy the joy of
living.
But joy stands for the journey of you.
Wow.
That's what joy stands for. The journey of you.
That's so
As a
good.
Woman, you're ever evolving. As a woman, you're growing. As a woman, you're learning how to love the newness about you.
Wow.
And so we have to learn to embrace that newness.
That is so good that you would say that. One of my favorite scriptures is Isaiah 43:19.
Mm.
You know, the Lord says, behold, I will do a new thing now, and it shall spring forth. That's a new thing that God wants to remind us that he's doing in our lives.
Yeah.
Because you're right. After we've evolved and we've gone through certain cycles in our life, mm-hmm. we come to a point where things are new again.
They
and
are.
We got to embrace the new.
That is.
We got to be willing to embrace the new. After my children left the house, I was an empty nester.
That's new.
I was like, hey, why is it so quiet in this house?
Yeah, because you had three kids, so it was a lot of noise.
Do you hear what I say? I was like, OMG. So I had to embrace the new, that I can walk around my house and nobody has to disturb me. I'm not disturbing anybody. Mm-hmm. I had to embrace the new, that I had a schedule that would allow me to do the things right. that Terry wanted to do instead of having to run and do what my kids needed. So, yeah, we got to mm-hmm. embrace it and enjoy the joy of living.
Yeah.
Because what I found out about midlife, it will really try to rob you of your Ooh. Joy. If you allow it, because I went through a brief period
yes.
of that. It was doom and gloom, you know, just reflecting on mm-hmm. everything bad and having so many regrets. And I was like, no, girl, pat yourself on the back because
yes.
you made it through some of the hardest seasons of your life. Give yourself credit because you survived your
That's
storm.
It.
Glory be to God. I just want to say this scripture right here, 1 Peter 5:10 mm-hmm. says, after you have suffered a while,
my God,
he'll settle you, strengthen you, make you perfect and establish you.
Come on now.
So I'm in my after this. Let me stop because I don't want to preach.
Let's just mm-hmm. hold that thought.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. After this.
That part.
Mm-hmm. That was good for me right there. So how can we help? Because I know you and I talk all the time.
Yes.
We'll do a quick check-in, girl. You all right? Like, what zip code are you in right now?
Right.
Like, you okay?
Right.
Like, what advice would you have for a sister who is feeling what you said? I feel the doom and gloom of midlife. I feel like my life has come to an end because my identity was wrapped up in my husband, or was wrapped up in my kids, or was wrapped up in my job, my career. What advice do you have for somebody today?
My advice would be to a woman of God that feels that way is to take time for yourself. Get in a quiet place
yeah.
and a quiet space and own up to your feelings. Don't be afraid to own up to how you're feeling. If you're sad that day, say you're sad.
Mm-hmm.
If you're happy that day, say you're happy.
Yeah.
But don't try to reject those feelings. Take them as they come and take it one day at a time. Remember they used to okay. sing that song, say one day at a time,
yeah.
sweet Jesus.
I was going to try to sing it, but no.
I've been yelling for Grant in his games, and I've been hollering and screaming at church, so I know I can't sing it. But I remember that time.
Mm-hmm.
They said, that's all I'm asking from you, sweet Jesus,
yeah.
one day at a time. So just take it one day at a time, one issue at a time, and at the end of the day, all the things that you are feeling, all of the things that you're owning up to, just know that God is able.
I love it.
God is able.
He is.
To deliver you. God
That's
is
it.
Able to restore you. He's able to heal you, Dr. T. He's
mm-hmm.
able to give you the
all
victory. Yeah, he can give you the victory if you just trust him.
That's it. We're living testimonies of that.
Yes, we are.
That's it.
Yes, we are. I'm so amazed at you. You're such an inspiration
well,
and a motivation
you.
To women and everybody around the world. So thank you for what you're doing. Keep going.
Thank you so much. And I'm so glad you stopped by today.
Me too.
To hang out with me.
Hey.
So how can people follow you on all of the socials?
I know, right? So you can follow me just by simply going, really just Google Terry Raven on my website. My website, www.prophetessterryravenministries.com. But I'm mainly on Facebook, but I do all of the social media sites when I pray every Wednesday at 8:12 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube. So if you just go to any of those social media platforms and just type in Terry Raven, you'll find me. I'm
awesome.
Real online.
You real online.
Girl, I'm going to DM you.
She
DM
real
me
and
now.
In person.
If you DM me, I'm going to DM you back.
That you do. Well, thank you so much, sis.
Thank you.
I appreciate you. Love you so much. Y'all, that was another episode of the Empowered Midlife with my friend, Terry Raven. Until the next episode, remember to live life spicy.
Hey.